This is Vatican Radio. Jesus prays for the unity of Christians, but within the church there are those who sow weeds, those who divide and destroy the community with their wagging tongues. That was Pope Francis's message at the morning mass celebrated at the Santa Marta residence. Listen to Christopher Wells' report.
Jesus, before the Passion, prays for the unity of believers of the Christian community, so that they might be one, as he and the Father are one, so that the world might believe. Pope Francis took this passage as the starting point for his homily at the morning mass on Thursday.
L'unità delle comunità cristiane.
The unity of the Christian community, of the Christian family, is a witness, he said, a witness to the fact that the Father has sent the Son. But finding unity can be very difficult, he continued, and the history of the Church, which so often sees Christians fighting amongst themselves, makes us ashamed. When Christians make war among themselves, the Pope said, there is no witness.
Dobbiamo chiedere tanto perdono al Signore.
We have to ask very often for forgiveness from the Lord for this history, a history so many times of division, but not just in the past, even today. Within the church, the Pope said, there are those who sow weeds, who cause division and destruction because of envy, jealousy, and being closed in within themselves. They do so by speaking behind other people's backs, often without reason and with no regard for the truth.
Gesù ha pregato per noi, per tutti noi che siamo qui.
Jesus, though, has prayed for us, for all of us, that we might remain here, and for our communities, for our parishes, for our dioceses, that they might be one. Pope Francis encouraged us to pray for the great gift of peace, but peace with unity, a unity that comes through the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm Christopher Wells.